Okay, so Scarlett Johansson, man, she's a decent actress.
What about Jennifer Lawrence, James? I think Scarlett Johansson is a better actress than Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, leaps and bounds. I can't stand her. Like, I really didn't have a problem with her too much. First, I'm going to be real with you, all right? All right? First time I ever saw Jennifer Lawrence was in fucking X-Men, all right? She's not really a big player. Whatever. Well, nothing special. Just whatever. She's just in this movie. So then I saw her star starting to grow, and I'm just like, man, all right, well, whatever. And then when she got into the Hunger Games, I didn't even watch the damn movie, because when I first heard about it, I said, this is some bullshit. This is basically Battle Royale, the Japanese movie, but it's just based off of a book. I didn't give a shit about it. And I remember watching a little bit of it, and I was just like, disinterested. I'm looking through her filmography, a lot of TV stuff from 2006 to 2007, 8-ish.
Yeah.
So her first movie, big movie, was X-Men First Class and then Hunger Games. Now, two movies that I actually liked her in was Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes.
The House at the End of the Street. The House at the
World? End of the
Yeah, I remember seeing that movie, actually.
Those were two good movies that I liked her in.
You didn't like her in Passengers?
I didn't see Passengers.
Passengers, I do like her in that movie.
I liked her in that movie.
And the reason why I didn't see Passengers is because at this point, I was just like, why? I got tired of her. I was getting tired of her because at the end of the day, they were pushing her in the forefront of X-Men, when she shouldn't have been in the forefront of X-Men. She's Mystique. Mystique is a secondary, maybe a tertiary character. She's not the primary character ever. Ever. And the reason why they pushed her up there is because of Silver Linings Playbook, because she won an Oscar and shit. Let's call it for what it is.
But there's a news article about Jennifer Lawrence. So it goes into Red Sparrow. Jennifer Lawrence can't open the movie. Who can? Just saying about what popular actresses can open a movie. But I would say someone with talent.
Basically. Like, I'm still trying to figure out why is she still getting movie roles. Why? Can someone please explain this to me? She's basic, Matt.
The problem with Jennifer Lawrence, and it goes into a lot of the ways that her movies are shot, that everybody focuses on her face.
Thank you.
Well, she doesn't have the same blank look.
Yeah, she just has a blank stare.
What?
You know, if you're doing a makeup commercial, that might work. A lip gloss commercial, that might work. But they focus too much on that. So Red Sparrow is the front of her head and the back of her head. That is most of the shots. Her walking across the street, her opening a door. That is most of that movie. And a bad Russian accent.
Nope, you're 100% correct. I'm waiting for you to lie. But you didn't. You didn't tell a lie, Barry.
Let's talk about Mother.
Fuck Mother, man. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. That did it for me. Like, seriously, man, that movie.
Stop.
That's what the man, Barry.
Barry, you need to see. Was the whole time.
The whole time. Like, why? Why are you doing this? If you don't shut up with that bullshit.
Like, can you show some emotion, Jennifer Lawrence?
She can't act for a good goddamn, man.
I would say after Silver Linings Playbook,
it went downhill. Yes. How did she feel she didn't have to work? I got the Oscar. Don't need to work anymore. Shit. Even though I heard American Hustle that she was good at that.
Yeah, that was okay. But she had more of a bit role. That is more Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Bradley Cooper.
Can she recover from this? Yeah, she could. But I don't give a fuck if she does or not. Because she don't.
Probably won't.
Matt made a comment during the Red Sparrow podcast about Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, that's like the girl from Twilight.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in anything in, like, I don't even know how long.
Well, she had problems because she started dating the director of that.
And she broke up a fucking marriage and shit. She became a homewrecker.
Yep. She has the same blank stare just like Jennifer Lawrence.
Let's see what it is.
Do I like the wolves? Or do I like the vampires? Wolves or vampires?
And it had that blank stare. I don't understand why this is happening.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, because she really hasn't been anything significant.
The Huntsman and Swords.
She was in American Ultra. And that was a good movie.
Did she have a big role or was she just there?
She was Jesse Eisenberg's girlfriend. About that movie is that he's a weed head, but it actually turns out that he's a lethal spy and he can't remember.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I like that movie. She was all right in that movie. But with her, all of her stuff just went downhill when they kept breaking out those Twilight books into here's one half of the movie, here's another half of the movie, and then people just got tired of all that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you'll see her in a big role ever again.
She doesn't deserve to be in a big role.
I think she might be in a Charlie's Angels movie.
What? They're making a hold on. They're doing Charlie's Angels again?
Another one? Oh, gosh.
Who are the other two then?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, I think it's rumored to be Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay. All right.
And
I could deal with that. And who else? Shit, because you know what? The first Charlie's Angels was okay. Secondly, well, I was like, why?
Oh, no. That's a big G movie. Oh, no. No.
What?
No, the second one was terrible.
Yeah, the second one, like I said, was garbage.
It says a Mick G movie.
Yeah, Mick G is horrible, man. Like, the first one was okay, though.
Well, hold on, Matt. Do you know who Mick G is? So let me remind you, Terminator Salvation.
Matter of fact, what's another one? He did something else.
He did the first one.
I think that was his first movie.
Yeah.
Like, big budget movie.
Yeah.
He did okay on that one.
He did We Are Marshall, which is okay. He did This Means War, Terminator Salvation, 3 Days to Kill, which was a Kevin Costner movie, I think. Also did The Babysitter.
Oh, yeah, he did. The shit on Netflix. Barry, did you watch that yet?
I did not.
You're not missing much. It was okay, but it wasn't good. It was just there. If you want to pass time, watch it.
But let's get back to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, man.
Mother.
That was the worst movie.
Razzie-centric.
I think that movie was a career killer, to be honest with you. I mean, her career was actually okay before then. Okay.
Yeah.
She was still. She came off of Passengers. Huh?
Since she came off of Passengers.
She didn't decide to do Mother. She probably would have been all right.
Yeah, she would have been all right.
But because she decided to do her buddy a favor, that's what happens.
They're not even together anymore.
That's probably why they're not together.
Yeah, they broke up. You destroyed my movie. Career. Yeah. Kind of like one of those things like Janet Jackson.
Oh, Jermaine Dupri.
And when their record went double
wood. Oh, yeah, you're right.
When her thing went cardboard.
Yeah, joint went aluminum. So she left him.
But she got to remember, man. Her time is over with, man.
Well, she still has some good hits. But anyway.
Jennifer Lawrence, she could recover from this. And I remember you mentioned something about her taking time off to get her shit together. She needs to do that. When she's doing that, she needs to actually go take some acting lessons or just re-channel Silver Linings Playbook. That movie was actually good. I enjoyed her performance in that.
The good thing about that movie was that
she deserved an Oscar for
good
that.
Direction and writing. Because Bradley Cooper can be a person that he is bland. In that movie, he does a good job because he's this quirky character because he has a mental illness. He's also good and Limitless.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Lawrence, the only reason why she's good in that movie is because of writing and directing.
And the messed up part about it, after Mother, I think I may have cursed her to hell because that movie pissed me off so much. I actually wanted to see Red Sparrow because I was like, this looks like this could be interesting.
You wanted to see it?
I like spy movies, man, especially ones that are intelligent spy movies. But from what I've heard, from what you guys said, it's not an intelligent spy movie. It doesn't make sense. She needs to chill out and find herself, get a better role in her life. Not even an actor, just role in her life and figure out what's going on with her.
Well, getting back to Scarlett Johansson, does some good independent movies. She was in Don John. She was in Lucy.
She was in this movie, I think it was like a horror movie. Not really a horror
movie. Yeah, Under the Skin.
I think personally she has pretty good range. She can act. There's nothing really wrong. She has a look. She's an actress that I feel could have a nice, well-rounded career.
I think she needs to probably get off this Marvel train and do some other stuff. She was in that Rough Night movie. Not very good.
She's not getting off the Marvel train no time soon because I heard that they announced a Black Widow solo movie. That's probably the only mistake Marvel has made. And I know Mike would probably agree with me on this if he was on the podcast, but yeah, this is the only mistake that I can say Marvel has made, that they should have capitalized on Black Widow's success, because Black Widow is one of the popular characters in the
Even started back Avengers series. To Iron Man 2. She was
right. So in that, and Iron Man 2, what came out, what, 2010? 11?
Yeah, 10-ish, maybe.
So at that point in time, they would have been ahead of the curve. The success of Wonder Woman would have been the success of Black Widow, but they didn't jump on it. They didn't think there was a market for it. Boy, were they wrong. That's the only thing that I can say Marvel dropped the ball on. When they make the solo Black Widow movie, it'll do well.
Well, I think her character took a dip right after Avengers 2 because I think she was in love with the Hulk. At least the Black Widow character was. It's like, hey, big guy, I'm going to sit here and try to talk to you.
The sunset.
It was funny when Thor was trying to do that shit. Yeah, the sun's getting low, big guy. I'm like, what? Oh, shit. Thor riding the rock, too, man. That shit was...
It's a comedy.
Good comedy, though.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, no, it is, but you gotta admit, you enjoyed it compared to the older Thor movies.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, the first two more
Thor movies. I like the first movie.
It was a good origin story. It was a good origin story, man. That second one was kind of like, what the fuck?
The evil elves. What? Evil elves? What?
Jane Foster.
What? Evil elves? Huh?
If anybody has seen Star Trek Nemesis, they're probably about as bad as the reviews.
The one with Tom Hardy in it?
Yeah. Shit's on. Tom Hardy.
Basically Picard.
Yeah.
And a little black garb, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dark.
What were they called, Barry?
The Remians. Remians and Romulus. So, like, Romulus was the offshoot.
So, let me ask you a question. Were they created just for that movie, or were they part of the whole movie?
Yes.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. What?
I'll go to Barry and Keith about the Star Trek shit.
Yep.
I know very little.